From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says he has determined that atrocities committed by the Islamic State group constitute genocide. Mr. Kerry made an announcement earlier today.
Daesh is genocidal by self-proclamation, by ideology, and by actions in what it says, what it believes, and what it does. Daesh is also responsible for crimes against humanity and ethnic cleansing directed at these same groups, and in some cases also against Sunni Muslims, Kurds, and other minorities.
Mr. Kerry spoke on the March 17th congressional deadline for the Obama administration to make a decision regarding atrocities committed by the Islamic State group against religious and ethnic minorities in Iraq and Syria. The latest flare-up of Ebola in Sierra Leone has ended with no confirmed cases of the virus now in West Africa, according to the UN Thursday. The World Health Organization joins the government of Sierra Leone in marking the end of the recent flare-up of the Ebola virus in the country, as according to a UN statement. The global health body made the announcement 42 days since Sierra Leone's last Ebola patient tested negative for the second time. Russian President Vladimir Putin says even his troop withdrawal from the Syrian war front, he could, if necessary, within several hours, ramp up Moscow's military presence there again. As he decorated officers who served in Syria, Putin says he does not want to escalate the conflict again and express hope for the common sense of Syrian authorities and opposition groups fighting President Bashar al-Assad to reach a peace accord. You're listening to VOA News. South Africa's sports minister denied Thursday that bribes were paid to win the right to host the 2010 World Cup. It comes as FIFA seeks to claw back money from officials facing graft charges in the United States. Football's world governing body this week issued a wide-ranging acknowledgement of what it called brazen corruption and demand for victim restitution made to U.S. authorities. The claim to the U.S. Attorney's Office in New York said a $10 million bribe was paid from South Africa to get votes for the country's World Cup bid, but FIFA backed away from directly accusing South Africa of bribery. The White House says President Obama will deliver an address to the Cuban people Tuesday at the end of a historic visit next week to the communist-ruled nation. Officials say it will lay out a vision of greater freedoms and economic opportunity. Ted Henkin is a Cuba analyst at Broad College in New York.
Communicate directly to the people that our policy is really built around empowerment, prosperity, not poverty, engagement, not isolation. And while we will and we are making diplomatic connections and strides with the government, we also intend to continue to respectfully and diplomatically but forcefully stand up for American values of human rights, democracy.
Mr. Obama's trip begins on Sunday, and it will be the first by a sitting U.S. president in nearly 90 years. EU leaders are expected to seal a final deal with Turkey on migrants at a two-day summit in Brussels Thursday and Friday. On the agenda is a controversial plan to send tens of thousands of migrants back to Turkey to relieve the strain on resources of countries on the eastern edge of the European Union. For every undocumented migrant that Turkey accepts, the EU says it will accept one Syrian refugee from Turkey. The EU says it will take up to a total of 70,000 refugees who will then be resettled in Europe. Two Palestinians stabbed an Israeli soldier near a Jewish settlement in the occupied West Bank Thursday before being shot dead, according to the army. The incident occurred at the Ariel Junction in the West Bank. The female soldier was being taken to the hospital while the two assailants were shot by forces at the scene, according to the Israeli army. Medics described the victim's condition as moderate to severe and said she was about 20 years old. A radical Kurdish group, the Kurdistan Freedom Falcons, Thursday claimed responsibility for the suicide car bomb attack that killed 35 people in Ankara last weekend. That group has ties to the outlawed Kurdistan Workers' Party. The claim by the attack came as Germany closed diplomatic missions in a school in Turkey Thursday over security concerns. You're going to get more details on this and more at VOAnews.com. I'm Frances Alonzo in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.